We are going to be talking about the unrelated business income taxation of investments, which is a little bit of a different area in unrelated business income taxation. We're not generally concerned about whether it's substantially related to the organization's exempt purpose. We're not concerned whether or not an investment is a trade or business or whether it's regularly carried on. You know, what we're really mostly concerned about in this area is the income from the investment excluded under Section 512B, and is it debt financed? The other interesting thing about the taxation of investments is that while you may be applying, you may have to do technical analysis of your own investments that you have in-house. Most universities today also invest quite a bit in funds that are partnerships. And so actually a lot of the major technical decisions are being made behind the scenes. So the partnership is actually making a lot of decisions that affect what goes on the K-1, and a lot of that stuff is not reflected on the K-1. So there's a lot to learn about what your investment managers may be doing in terms of preparing K-1s as well. So thought we would start by having both Amy and Jody talk a little bit about their institutions, who happen to have a lot of investments.